I was surrounded by music in Liverpool. Actually, it was very difficult not to be surrounded by music. I mean, it could be from the Liverpool Phil, or it could be from the Beatles, or it could be from the Temperance Seven, yes, or, you know, whatever. Yes. I mean, we lived right by Penny Lane.
That's a great musical grounding.
Well, it
all,
really...
All styles.
Well, I mean, it's hilarious, because, you know, I remember Penny Lane so well, and because all the things that he sings about in Penny Lane are places I went to, including the terrible hairdressing used to make us all look like Sergeant Majors. But look, that's Liverpool. I mean, Liverpool was full of everything, but of course it was full of amateur music, and I was able as a kid to play with youth orchestras, with amateur orchestras, and of course I went to the concert hall, I mean, the Phil, as everybody calls it, the Philharmonic Hall, of course, but the yeah. Phil. And any time I could, I'd take the bus down there and I'd go and creep into rehearsals. And the orchestra must have just simply rolled their eyes at this kid again. And of course, I had many incredible experiences. But for me, the moment where I knew I actually wanted to conduct was Mahler's Second, conducted by a great conductor who died only a couple of weeks ago, George Hirst.
Yes.
One of our great conductors, and certainly the most distinguished conducting teacher.
Deserves to be better known.
Absolutely. For whatever reason, he wasn't one to draw attention.
Yes.
Attention to himself. But in Liverpool, they did a Mahler cycle. It was the first Mahler cycle in Europe conducted complete by the same orchestra with the same conductor. Hard to believe, but it was the 60s. It was quite new, this music. And I went in and I heard Mahler Second. And I can remember to this day what it felt like, where I sat, the view, what I did afterwards, what it felt like even at school in the days afterwards, because I felt like I'd had some kind of conversion experience. And I felt literally as though it had burnt its way through my body. And that was the point where I realized I wanted to be in the middle of all that. Not to have the power over it, but to be in the middle of that electricity.